Joining us now is, well, we've got Auckland-based artist, filmmaker and senior lecturer in visual arts from the School of Art and Design at AUT, Nova Paul. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Now, you're down our way because you're here for your 16mm film of Pink and White Terraces. Tell me a bit about the film.
Okay, the film is a experimental film, which I shot, obviously using 16mm film, and it's using an early cinematic process called three-colour separation, or what you might know as Technicolour. So the film uses three takes. It takes three takes to make it, and I shot it using black and white film stock, and I shoot each time with a red filter, a green filter, and then a blue filter, and then layer it all up, process it back onto coloured film stock, and what happens is it comes out really kind of psychedelic and colourful. But the point of it is that the whole film has to have some misregistration. So the idea behind it, I guess, is that time is kind of colour-coded, red, green or blue.
And where did the idea come from? What was it that made you go, that would work for a project of mine?
It came out of my video making and early filmmaking that I'm really interested in 60s experimental film or early filmmaking that deals with film as the film itself being the structural properties of the film. So the film is the material that you actually make the project out of. So you kind of weave it or craft it to have a sense of materiality to it. So in a way, it's a little bit more akin to sculpture or painting in that sense. And then secondly, it came from seeing two filmmakers from Australia called Arthur and Corin Cantrell, who were experimenting with this process in the 70s, and they'd really pioneered the technique, and they'd made a lot of films that were kind of pseudo-scientific, so they'd shown, well, when we did this, we got this result, and they made films that had that kind of effect.
Yeah.
So they did lots of what we do when we try filming with this style kind of approach, and they're all housed at the New Zealand Film Archive, so I went in and watched those and met Arthur and Corin Cantrell and kind of worked with them to develop it so that I could have my own template and work with the film people in Wellington that I was working with.
There's quite a lot behind it than someone who'd be sitting and watching it. You've done a lot of research.
To explain
what it is you've done.
I mean,
the
background story is it's taken me 3 years to iron out all the problems, and probably took me 6 months just testing it. So filming and then getting a snippet and testing it and getting it all kind of colour corrected and knowing that it was actually possible rather than it being theoretically possible, but actually problem solving it.
What were some of the problems you faced?
Well, just, I guess the main problem is having enthusiasm for a project when it takes so long.
You have a lot of patience.
Yeah. And then sort of waiting for the results to come back and then going, oh, okay, I didn't think it was going to look like that. I mean, the interesting thing about the whole project was that it was so explorative that I didn't know what the whole film was going to look like until it was finally printed up. So 3 years of working on it, and I moved from analogue and then I digitally composited it and then mocked it up as an edit, and then I sent the edit back to the labs. And I guess the whole thing was the learning curve for me and the place where I was working, where I was using, which is Park Row Post, where Peter Jackson runs the film. They used to working in a really commercial way, so when I turned up with an experimental film, they really had to kind of get their head around the fact that, you know, I really wanted it to be pushed in a particular way and try a whole lot of things out. So at the end they just came around to saying, well, we don't know if it's meant to look like that, but it is an experimental film. So yeah.
So how did you deal with that? With them being so more working in the commercial aspect?
Well, when they first started working on it together, they were saying, this is a bloody nightmare, what you're doing. And then I'm just starting a new one now. So I called up the guy there a couple of weeks ago and said, I want to do another one. He said,
you sure?
Yeah, he screamed down the phone at me. And then he said, no, it'd be great. But I think the thing was that when they figured out that, I mean, I guess they just wanted to, I mean, they really love film, so they had a chance to really kind of experiment with the structural properties of filmmaking. So they enjoyed it as much as I did in the end. They sort of got on board and they really enjoyed doing it, I think.
Now, I haven't seen the entire film, but you showed me a couple of snippets just before.
Mm.
And from what I got from those is there's a fair bit going on, which is would be quite fun for someone watching it. You know, you've got someone in a lighter colour. It's lots of layers. There's there's people moving. So there's like three different pictures or more in one frame.
Yeah, yeah. Well, their point is that each scene has been shot three times over three different moments, and then they've been superimposed back onto each other. And the point is that I'm interested in how space is constructed, I guess, and space isn't this, you know, the space we're in here or any space that we move through isn't a fixed entity. It's something that has always kind of been built and unbuilt, and everybody has their own stories that relate to a space, so that's this kind of intangibility of space is the stuff that I'm interested in, and the film kind of does that as well.
How long is the film?
It's 10 minutes.
Do you think it's something that people need to watch more than once because they'd pick up on lots of different things each time?
Oh, I don't know. You can watch
Have
it
you
again.
Found that?
I found that people like watching it more than once. Yeah, I mean, after I edited it for ages, there were still things I never saw. There's a last scene in it that I only saw it like months ago. Kids sitting in a tree, climbing this tree, and I'd never seen that. I must have seen it on the day and thought that'd be a really good shot, but actually in the film I never saw these kids climbing around in the tree. Yeah, so,
We'll see how people watch. Well, you're screening it tonight at the Physics Room. You've got three screenings, so if people want to see it more than once, they can. 6 o'clock, 6:30 and 7. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.